but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring is having a mammoth August truck and SUV sale. Do you remember paying less than $100 a month for an S10 back in the day? Well, now you can pay the same for a full-size brand new pickup.
Hello, this is Jason Emery from More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, where we have smoking deals on Chevy Silverado pickup trucks. This is one example. We have a 2012 Chevy Silverado 1500 regular cab work truck as low as zero down, $98.86 a month. So come visit me, Jason Emery, at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick.
With over 100 trucks in stock, including 72 half tons, the truck you want is waiting with a payment of your dreams at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 in Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Save up to $50 when you have NAPA chassis parts installed on your vehicle at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, up to $50 rebate with the installation of NAPA chassis parts. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats. When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. Now it's not only football season, it's the season for parents to get involved with their child's education. Please engage with your child in reading activities and help participate in their homework. It not only builds your parent-child relationship, it will also enhance their thinking, reading, and speaking ability, making for better students and better future adults. Teachers cannot do it alone. They need help from parents. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, faculty, teachers, and the school board for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors, that's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ubley Bearcats good luck in their game against the USA Patriots. Go Bearcats!
You're tuned to WLEW. The final score here, USA 22, Ubley 18. King right down to the wire. I don't think we could ask for a closer game, Dave.
And I expected nothing less, Clark. A great battle offensively and defensively by both teams.
Well, let's take you through this one. It started out with USA scoring first at the 6:44 mark in the first quarter with a 20-yard run from Seth Gangler. At 4:29 in the first quarter, Ubley responded with a 5-yard run from Nick Sweeney, made it 6-8 after a 2-point conversion that was no good on Ubley's part. Moved to the second quarter at the 10:16 mark with an 11-yard run, McKay Jones found himself in the end zone, and after a 2-point conversion that was good, made it 16-6 USA. At the 4:54 mark, Dan Rick made it 22-6 on a 4-yard pass, complete from Jake Beattie to Dan Rick. And then the 3:59 in the third quarter. Nope, that's still in the second quarter. And a 45-yard run from Kurt Chabosky made it 12-22. That's when we went to halftime. In the third quarter, 5:25 left, 19-yard run. Nick Sweeney for the touchdown made it 18-22. Was that the fourth quarter?
That was in the fourth quarter.
That was in the fourth quarter, pardon me. And then in the 3:02 mark, there was a turnover on USA. Ubley got the ball, marched down the field, 10 plays for about 65 yards, got down to the 17-yard line, and just couldn't punch it in at the very end. USA hangs on with all they've got for the victory. 4-point victory over the Ubley Bearcats, 22-18 to wrap this one up, Dave.
Gotta love a game that's decided by the last play, Clark. The Bearcats gave him a heck of a run at the end of the game, but just fell about 7 yards short, actually.
That's about 7 yards short. That's where they ended up after the Ryan Haig play on the last play of the game there. They tried to run it after the incomplete pass right before that. That was almost picked off by Jake Beachy.
Yeah, a couple pass plays there, and the delayed draw there actually caught the Patriots off guard. Haig probably only had one man to beat.
So let's go through individual stats. First, starting for the Ubley Bearcats, they ran 39 plays in offense for 307 yards. 281 of those came on via the rushing game. Kurt Chabosky had 7 carries for 72 yards, including a 46-yard touchdown from the first half. Ryan Bland had 1 run for 1 yard. David Rutkowski, 6 carries for 39 yards. Ryan Haig, 7 carries for 44 yards. And Nick Sweeney, the quarterback, with 12 carries for 126 yards. And then passing Nick Sweeney was 2 for 6 for 26 yards. Jonathan Bisher grabbed a 10-yard pass, as well as David Rutkowski for 16. That wraps up the Ubley Bearcats. And now we look at the USA Patriots. They had 297.5 yards overall. Pretty close. Ubley had 307 yards. USA, 297. 10-yard difference there. Funny enough, they were short by 7 yards. USA Patriots in the rushing game had 261.5 yards. McKay Jones, 12 carries for 70 yards. Nathan Mielke, 2 carries for 3 yards. Tim Zub, number 25, 10 carries for 53 yards. Seth Gangler, number 27, 9 carries for 68 yards. And Brandon Harper, 14 carries for 66 yards. And Jake Beachy, 1 carry for 2 yards. Passing Jake Beachy had 9 attempts. He was accurate and completed 5 of those for 36 yards. Garrett Nix grabbed in 10 on 2 carries. Dan Rick, 3 catches for 26 yards. That are the stats on either side. We couldn't ask for a better game here in week number 1. Both teams going to go back to their hometowns, figure out what they need to do for next week. Because just like that, in 6 days, on Thursday this week, we have a short week. We're going to be back to broadcasting football.
Both teams look very well offensively and defensively. One turnover in the game, got to be happy with that on both sides. A few penalties, especially late in a crucial situation. The Patriots had more penalties and more yards, but they were definitely successful in crucial situations, especially on fourth down. But in the second half there, we've seen a lot of battle of defenses and field position. Fun game to watch.
Absolutely. It was a great game all around. Some other final scores in the area. Harbor Beach ended up defeating Bad Axe in the shutout. I believe it was 51-0. It was 37-0 at halftime in that one. And Deckerville, last we heard, with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, was leading CPS 24-12 after quarterback keeper 76-yard touchdown. It was 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter for Deckerville. If you have some final scores, please call the radio station at 269-9931. That's the business line, or the cruise line, 269-1021. 269-1021 for any final scores. We'd greatly appreciate it. You're tuned to WLAW, your home for high school football and all sports. Next week, you'll hear these two, whether you like it or not, Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, broadcasting live. I believe it is Lakers and Cass City next Thursday on WLAW 102.1. So I'd like to thank all of our staff here doing the stats. Kylie Kabosky in the booth here, Dave Hansen, color commentary, pushing all the buttons back in the studio, Jason Scott. And I'm Clark Ramsey, your host and play-by-play announcer for this broadcast. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.